Looks like the Chrysler Corporation is having a heck of a time here with a recent court order saying that they need to buy back a whole bunch of trucks. Something like 500,000 recalls or so. I don't know. Crazy. Actually, I have a Dodge truck. I don't know if they'll move that up here to Canada or not. But nevertheless, it looks like they're also having problems with their Jeep Cherokees and computer hackers. So, remember way back when with your computer and the Stone virus came out? According to an article back in 1987, the Stone virus was one of the most destructive and widespread computer viruses witnessed to date. It was spread through floppy disks. Remember them? And it announced on your screen, your computer is now stoned. In the decades that followed, innumerable viruses proliferated, and today there's an endless onslaught of criminal hacking and infecting everything from banks to government systems. But who thought that it would happen to the auto industry? Today's auto versions come from two researchers, Charlie Miller and Chris Vislalik, who have been working long and hard to try and figure out how to break into vehicles over the internet and take over the controls. The researchers say it's good that it's researchers doing this, that they've managed and are demonstrating how they can do it with a 2014 Jeep Cherokee. Yeah, they can turn on the windshield wipers, crank on the audio, and even bring the car to a halt on a busy highway. It's all done with the use of a laptop that was miles away. The car was stoned, behaving like it was drunk, and creating havoc, like the vehicle is being driven by a drunk driver. After several days of media attention and attention from federal regulators, Chrysler recalled approximately 1.4 million vehicles, ranging from the Dodge Durango and Ram to the Chrysler 200. Model years extended from 2013 to 2015, and they are trying to use a software patch to fix the problem. So there you go. If your car starts acting up, it may not be you. It may be a hacker. I'm Dana Presser. That's today's commentary.